Now, I've had a look at the details of this book you picked up for grown-ups, and I am very tempted. For a start, it's set locally.
That's right, yes. Well, and it's a hardback. So, again, it's probably one for a Christmas list. But when I choose hardbacks, they're usually for lots of different reasons. It's not just that it's a good read, but it might be special because it's something that you'll want to read again, or it's beautifully produced, or it would make a good gift, particularly if somebody likes Suffolk in this instance. And this book is notable for all of those three points. It's a debut novel, and the author is Sari Ridgard, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it at the moment, but she's a graduate from the University of East Anglia Creative Writing course in Norwich, and this book is set very much in Suffolk. She was born in Wurlingworth, and that's where the book is set. Wurlingworth is in between Framlingham and Eye, and all the villages will be very familiar to people in that sort of area. She's very explicit about the setting, referring all the episodes in the story to particular streets, even the field names of that area. And the story is about a young woman called Desiree White, who finds a baby abandoned in a hedge. And the discovery means that Desiree is the centre of attention for a while. But as everyone else's lives move on, she seems stuck in that moment. And so she resolves to find out whose baby this was and how it came to be there. But as the secrets come tumbling out around her, this doesn't seem such a good idea after all.
It does. I mean, a dead baby doesn't really seem a good premise for a novel, really.
No, but it's the shocking nature of it, I suppose, and also the fact that things happen in the countryside. They happen everywhere, don't they? But the secrecy, the sense of community, everything being close-knit and everybody expecting to know everything about everybody else in that environment. So when something happens that is a mystery, it's, I suppose, all the more shocking, perhaps. I don't know. But it's not a grim story. It's actually celebrating the countryside. It's absolutely fantastic in its description of the land and of the characters. They're quirky, they're very detailed, and it's beautiful. And there is humour in it. It's got a darkness too, because of the secrets that she uncovers. But there is a humour, there's a quirkiness about it. And the intensity of the description is amazing. I mean, the sense of light and colour that she manages to convey is quite powerful. And just picking up the book is quite a treat because it's got a very beautiful jacket, which is sort of linocut design in browns and beiges, and it shows a road sweeping through the countryside with lots of little details on it that refer to the elements of the book, elements of the story. So it is a very beautiful book in every way, and I think it would make a lovely gift for anyone who enjoys delving into country life, and particularly Suffolk country life, I suppose.
I was looking at the different reviews for this, and I think it was the Sunday Times said it got drunken farmers, tongue-wagging wives. The rural Suffolk community of Ridgard's debut novel is privy to some outlandish goings-on. We ought to read it just for that, don't we, really?
Yes.
Do you think people will be shocked at her portrayal of Suffolk?
I wouldn't have thought so. I think that this is country life as you would perceive it looking back. It's not idealised, I'd say that, but it's community. It's looking at a community in quite some intensity and some depth, and I think when you put it any community under a microscope, then you're likely to find good and bad.
I think this looks a good one. Seldom Seen is by Sari Ridgard, published by...
It's Random House. It's a Hutchinson imprint. And yeah, we're hoping that Sarah will actually come to browsers in the next month or so as well.